The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hillier. The Seven Flavors of Sex. Just as you've probably heard of the five languages of love, I believe there are seven languages of sex. These languages represent our eroticism, our sexual taste. So perhaps rather than languages, it's better to think of them as flavors or cuisines. Different cuisines use ingredients differently, and the seven cuisines or flavors of sex experience sex differently. As with the languages of love, these seven flavors of sex are all important. Yet most people will have their preferences, with some being more important than others, in life in general and at specific times. So the seven flavors of sex are physical. People with this eroticism love the physicality of sex. They like the rumpy-pumpy. They're particularly focused on the genitals and genital orgasms. Anything else is a distraction or just the lead-up to the main event. They tend to have an intense sexual energy and are direct and to the point when it comes to sex. Playful. People with a playful eroticism like to play. Their energy is upbeat. They might actually like to play sexual games, role play, dress ups, use toys, always with a sense of, ooh, what fun, what can we do here? They are cheeky and flirty. Sensual. People with a sensual eroticism love to engage all the senses. Atmosphere is important, with music, lighting, scent and textures are important, and no mess. Their energy is slow and languid. They take their time and focus on sensation. Mystical. People with a mystical eroticism love the spaces in between, the very subtle, the not quite there. This could be a sense of anticipation of what is to come, or the sinking into moments of stillness and presence in order to feel more. They focus on subtle internal sensations. This is the opposite to the physicalists and is a flavour that is not well appreciated in our culture of bigger, harder, faster. Wicked. People with a wicked eroticism like the thrill of danger, power exchange, playing on the edge. They enjoy a sense of transgression. And this may take many forms: exhibitionism and voyeurism, pleasure pain, dominance and submission. Romantic. For people with a romantic sexual flavour, it's all about the romance, the heart connection, the love. They're less concerned about what they're doing and more, in fact, that they are engaged with their beloved. Or maybe it's just a very simple, connected kind of encounter. And finally, mental. People who have a mental eroticism get turned on by the mind. This might be the sapiosexuals who find it an actual turn-on. Or it might be more that they feel connected and loved up through conversation in general. Or they might love to talk about sex and their sexuality. Or they might like thinking about and planning sexual exploits. So how do we apply these flavours in life and love? Well, to use the food analogy, an ingredient is used differently depending on the flavour you're wanting to create. An onion, for example, will be used differently if you're cooking a stir-fry, a curry, or making a salad. Yet it's still the same onion. And it's the same with the seven flavours of sex. So let's look at an example. Let's take outdoor sex. For someone with a sensual flavour, outdoor sex will be about the sensation of the outdoors, the sun, the breeze, the scents, the nakedness outdoors. For someone with a playful flavour, it could be that they want to play hide and seek, and who knows what will happen when you're found. For someone with a romantic flavour, it could be that, oh, we could have a picnic together and it would be so beautiful and connecting, and then we could make love on the picnic rug. For someone with a wicked flavour, it could be that, someone might see us. And for someone with a physical flavour, it could be that, oh yeah, we could do it up against a tree. Whoa, I've never done that before. Can you see the difference? Another example could be using rope. For someone with a wicked flavour, and that's the one we tend to go to first when thinking of rope, It could be the enjoyment of tying someone up and having power over them, with their permission, of course. For someone with a mystical flavor, it could be the blissful space they go to when being tied up. For someone with a sensual flavor, it could be the sensation of having rope running over their skin. For someone with a playful flavor, it could be role-playing captor and captured. For someone with a romantic flavor, it could be tying yourselves together and having it feel like the extension of a cuddle. And for someone with a physical flavor, it could be, we'll tie this ankle to one side of the bed and the other ankle to the other side, and bingo, easy access. So a couple could be engaging in sex outdoors or using rope, but having different experiences of the behavior. Therefore, questions like, do you like sex outside or do you want to try using rope, are too limiting. Once you know your own and your partner's flavors, you can speak to the eroticism. If you'd like to try using rope, for example, you might ask your partner, how do you feel about rope? How would it be for you? And if you know that you, for example, would experience in a more wicked way, maybe the thought of having control over your partner while they are tied up thrills you, yet you know that they are very sensual, then you would discuss it from a more sensual perspective so that they get it. And you might find that you're in the mood for different flavors at different times. Or perhaps sometimes you might start with one flavor before you move into another. And of course, there aren't seven discrete types. You might be in the mood for romantically playful connection or wickedly mystical or any other combination. It's really all about having language and concepts to become more self-aware and to be able to communicate your needs and desires to your partner so that the two of you can co-create intimate, erotic, sexual encounters just the way you want them.